when the Torah tells us that Hashem is going to Chof Ches Gimel. Chof Ches Gimel. When that Hashem is going to harden the heart of Paroi in order to bring about benefits, it seems, both for the Mitzrim and for Klal Yisrael. So the Sipurnu says, Vaniakshes Liboy, Vaniakshes Lev Paroi. So he says like this, Vaniakshe, Hinei Biyoisokel Chofetz B'tshuvas Rishoyim V'loi B'misosom. Hashem, in the desire to have Rishoyim do tshuva, and not to die. Ke'omru, like the Pasuk says in Yechezkel, Chai oni num Hashem im echpoitz b'mois ha-rosho, ki im b'shuv ha-rosho midarkoi v'choyo. I certainly don't want, do I want the rosho to die? I want him to do tshuva and to live. Omar, she'yar be'esoy soysov es moifsov. Hashem said he will multiply and have many miracles. In order to bring the Mitzrim to do tshuva, by making it known to them his greatness and his chesed in all of the oisus u'moifsim that he's doing in Mitzrayim. This is the reason I'm doing it, to show you this, the nisim v'niflois, the koichi and memela, they'll see his greatness, they'll see his chesed, and so forth. Uleman, that's one, and that, he says, is for the mitzrim to do tshuva. Uleman tesaper b'ozne bincho ben bincho, he says, and also for the benefit of Klal Yisroel, to be mechazik them in their emuna, in their appreciation of what Hashem does. Ve'ein sofek shelulei hachbodas halev, hoye paro mishaleach es Yisroel b'li sofek. He says, there's no sofek, that without Hashem hardening his heart, that Paro would send Klal Yisroel out without any doubt. He definitely would have done it. If Hashem would have just let him suffer and not hardened his heart to prevent him the last five times from refusing, he for sure would have sent him out. Loyal tzad tshuva v'achno lo keel yisborach, not mitzad the fact that he did tshuva, sheyenochem mihyois meiret, that he regrets rebelling against Hashem. No, that wouldn't necessarily have happened. That wouldn't have happened, he says. Afal pi shehikir godloi v'tuvoi, even though he did come to recognize Hashem's greatness and his goodness, ela al tzad ha-yoyse bilti yochel lizbol oides tzores ha-makos. Rather, he couldn't tolerate anymore the makos. These makos were just driving him nuts, and eventually would just let them go. K'moy shegidu avodov be'omrom haterem teda ki ovdu Mitzrayim. Before you know it, you should know Mitzrayim is going to be end. There's no Mitzrayim going to be left. V'zois lehoisa tshuva klal, and that wasn't tshuva at all. That wouldn't have been tshuva at all. Avalim hoya paro ichofes lihikona lokel yisborach. But if Paro would have wanted to humble himself to Hashem, v'loshuv elo b'tshuva shleimo, and to do tshuva shleimo lo hoya loy mizeh shum meinea. At least he wouldn't have any moineya because he had all the noises and moivsim. He saw the godless, he saw the chesed and the tuva of Hashem. And mamela, there's nothing stopping him if he would so want. V'hine omra kel yisborach v'aniak sheslei paroi, sheyis ameitz lizbol hamakos, that he should strengthen himself to dafka, to tolerate the pain and the suffering. V'lo yishlach meyiras hamakos es Yisroel, and won't send out the klal Yisroel for fear of the makos. Man shisi oisos ha'ele v'kirboi, Shemehem yakiru godli v'tuvi, that they'll come to recognize my greatness, my goodness. Yoshuvu be'ezet tshuva amitis hamitzrim. That maybe didn't happen, but that they might come to do tshuva. Well, leman tesaper, and then the pasuk says there's two things. There's leman shisi oisoyusai eila b'kirbo. Uleman tesaper bozli bincho ben bincho eis asher salalti mitzrayim besoisoyusai asher samti bom vidatem ki ani Hashem. So he says, Uleman tesaper, ato Yisroel haroya b'tzorosom, you Klal Yisroel, who sees the suffering of the Mitzrim, be'ozne bincho, you will tell your children, lohidia shekol eile yifal el am gvar lahashivu elov. All of this Hashem will do to a powerful nation in order to bring them back to him to do shuvah. V'zeh kishe yifash v'shu b'maaseyim, And this, when they will search into their own actions, when the Yisurim boyin aleihem, b'voy aleihem eisa puronius. And therefore they will now search into themselves when they have puronius, because they will know this lesson. A couple of things are, I think, of interest and relevance over here. We all know that the emphasis on the Leil HaSeder is in Ki b'chipozo in yotzosa mimitzrayim, the speed, the matzah represents the speed of the geula. When the moment came, it wasn't shayach even to wait until the matzah finished baking. They had to be out. The Korban Pesach, many say that all the avodas of the Korban Pesach are also remozim to the speed with which the geula took place. And that's an expression of Hashem's chesed, that despite the fact that we were there for so long and suffered so much, when that time came that it was appropriate to go, it wasn't going to waste a split second, besides the fact that it's chishev es haketz and he cut it short and condensed it. But the speed of getting out of there was extremely significant. And a major portion of what we do at the Seder is to remember that chipozoin. And yet, it seems that all that was delayed. It's true they weren't working since Rosh Hashanah, but they were only considered mutzal, as Sipurnu says, when they left Mitzrayim. There was no Hatzolah. They were only considered nigal when they came through the Yamsuf and saw the Mitzrim drowning. So there's still the suffering. The previous Sipurnu says it was very difficult for them even to believe that they're going to leave. But Oidem Abeis HaKele, they were still suffering this matzav in Mitzrayim. And yet we see that the Geula was delayed significantly because of what? Because of a possibility of an opportunity for the Mitzrim to do tshuva, which obviously Sipurna says himself that they're not going to do it. Hashem could have gotten them out there very quickly with some Yisurim and not be Makshe his heart. But no, more and more to show them more. They saw already a lot. To show them more oisis, to show them more meifsim, to show them more godloy, to show them more chastoy, that if im hoyo paroi chofeis lihikona lokel yisborach, viloshove lo b'tshuva shleimo, lo hoyo lo mizeh shum meinea. To make a matzav where there's nothing there. There's nothing there preventing them. I mean, look at the commitment to the ability for people to at least be able to have the opportunity to be able to do tshuva. They did so much. They were so evil. They were such reshoyim. They deserved so much. They pinicked the Klal Yisrael for 210 years. And yet, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and he knows very well they're not going to do tshuva. And Klal Yisrael's redemption is being delayed, which was, it seems, a very significant thing, because we so celebrate and remember and underscore the speed with which they finally went out. And yet, this was all kedai because of the possibility. Lu Yitzur, they would want to do tshuva. There's now no miniyah. To remove the miniyah to doing tshuva is so significant that it justified even such a delay, such an important delay, and I guess on a certain level, continued suffering, certainly being still in that matzav of avodim in Mitzrayim, just to be able to present this futile, albeit because they're not going to do it, but just to that there should be the opportunity there. I think that if we had that sense in providing those opportunities to people to do tshuva, I think our attitude towards others, whether it's people who are me'anshei shlomeinu or people who maybe have no shaychus to Yiddishkeit, but just that sense of creating situations, circumstances, which can have that hashpo on them, which could allow them that possibility, seems to be something that's so critical, so choshev, no matter how terrible, no matter what kind of reshoyim they are. We're not even talking about the Eden, we're talking about not stam goyim, we're talking about reshoyim that so hurt them, but this was all part of what should be done. It seems also that even though the chesed, that was being done was the chesed to Klal Yisrael. The godless was miracles that happened to Klal Yisrael. It seems that this still had the power to have a hashpah on the Mitzrim. The Mitzrim could have looked. Look at the chesed Hashem. Look at the hatova that he does. Look at this gvura that he exhibits on behalf of Klal Yisrael, not us. But even though we are receiving the brunt of the pain and suffering, but it could have been an opportunity for them to realize, Maisa, we find the same thing, that sensitivity everybody has. Rashi says there, it says, Halu es Hashem kol goyim shabachu kol umim ki govar aleinu chastoi. So Rashi says, Afa pi she govar aleinu chastoi, Halu es Hashem. We tell the goyim, praise Hashem, even though the chesed was just to us. But you can appreciate that chesed. You see that chesed, and it can be inspiring. And despite the fact, in this case, that it's mamish hurting you, in the case of the Halu es Hashem, it's to your enemies, I guess, it's not maybe necessarily hurting you, but that can inspire you to such that I too want to do tshuva, maybe even join together with them because I can appreciate the chesed Hashem. But there's another thing that seems very lemaisa over here. The pasuk says that there are two kavonas. One was the kavona leman shisi yisos ha'elu b'kirboi, which was for the benefit of the Mitzrim, the Sepurnu says, to tell your children, your grandchildren, that which I did in Mitzrayim, it's the miracles that I did there, vidatem, and you'll know ki ani Hashem. And the Sepurnu explains that, and he says that when you see the tzoros, and you tell them this to your children and your grandchildren, you're letting them know what Hashem does to bring people to do tshuva. What does he do? He causes the suffering. He shows suffering, and through the suffering, they're going to come to recognize, I don't know if every time it's the same opportunity to recognize, but when we see suffering, we have to realize this is all part of a plan to get us to do tshuva. And memele, kishyefashvishu b'maaseihem, that they will, based on this, to also interpret their suffering and recognize that that suffering is all part of a plan to get us to do tshuva, and of course, benefit from that a much more positive attitude. Number one, it seems that that's part of the avodah of the vehigadato lebincho. This is what happened in Mitzrayim, is for this purpose, that we should be able to give over that idea of appreciating that yisurim come on a person in order to bring him to do tshuva, that yisurim are really something positive, that there's a lesson to be learned, that there's a benefit to be derived. This, it seems, is part of the sipur of what happened in Mitzrayim, lebincho leben bincho, but it also seems from the posuk that all of this is, l'ma'at tesapu ozli bincho ben bincho, es asher salalti v'eso es asher santium, vidatem ki ani Hashem. And you will know that ani Hashem. It seems that unless we can articulate, not just feel inside, but unless we can articulate to our children and our grandchildren the benefits of suffering, there will be some chisoron in that yedatem ki ani Hashem. That's part, according to the Sipurnu, of reaching that climax from the Seder, of the chizuk and emunah ki ani Hashem. That's the ani Hashem alekecha v'sho tzeisi eschem eretz Mitzrayim. That's the tachlis. And part of that tachlis, part of the ability vidatem ki ani Hashem, seems to be, according to the Sepurnu, tolui in not only my recognizing it myself, but l'man tesapir l'bincho l'ben bincho, that there's a benefit, that the suffering that goes on in this world is for the benefit of bringing us to do tshuva, and Hashem goes to such great extents, at such a price, at such an unbelievable situation to such people who are so unworthy of it, in order to give them the possibility or the removal of the excuse that they shouldn't have an excuse not to do tshuva. All of this seems to be a critical part of the message of the chizuk emunah that we give, and it seems that it's necessary to reach this vidatem ki ani Hashem, because without it, it's very hard. I recognize Hashem, and I connect with Hashem, and I realize what happened in Mitzrayim, and I realize that As the Ramban says, from the Nisim Gluyim, I come to recognize the Nisim, the Storim that exists in everything in my daily existence. And that's mamish like the Yesod of Kol HaTorah Kula. But it could be interfered with. If I don't have a sense of that, the difficulties and the challenges are opportunities to improve, or opportunities to at least make sure that there's no excuses, that it's within my capability and there's nothing preventing me from making that bechira chofshes to do tshuva and to improve myself. If I'm missing that and I just take the suffering in life for granted and I look at it as it's a problem, I don't get it, I don't understand it, how do we, tzadik v'raloi, rosh v'toivloi, I have that question, and then that it creates a pegia. Don't know how, to what extent, but it seems clear that there's some pegia in that vidatem kinei Hashem. I can't get that full message because something bothers me. I saw once from, I forgot his name, from he's a Talmud of Reb Chaim Volozhiner, who writes that part of the mitzvah of Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim is to explain to your child tzadik v'raloi, have the suffering in the world, to deal with that issue. Because that issue creates a barrier, that issue creates a zone of discomfort around the basic yesoidus of emuna. And the answer that the Sipurlu seems to give, and it seems to be that's what the Posuk he learns is saying, is that when we recognize that the difficulties in life are part of Hashem's loving effort to bring us back and bring us closer and at least remove any obstacles to tshuva, then we have the ability to strengthen that vidatem ki ani Hashem.